Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Hi.
Right, it is the Murder Master Music Show. God damn it.
255. You know what I'm saying? Last week we was all over the East Coast. We had MC Shan. We had Paradise Grey, the X-Clan. Then we went down south. We had Crunchy Black, Faded from L.A. We had to go down to the Bay for two shows, man. We got, and plus this is like the weed smoker's heaven. We got Ren from the Doja Clique tonight. We're going to bring him on in a second.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some tracks off his upcoming project that's coming out. He's going to talk all about it. I mean, this guy's been doing it for fucking decades. You know what I'm saying? So I'm real excited to add him to the archive. But then at the end of the week, come Friday, we got some more THC in the form of Total Devastation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, we're going to have you guys so fucked up and high by the time these shows are over, you ain't going to know what to do. Because you got to smoke to this shit. You can't listen to this show if you ain't high. You know, you can't host this motherfucker if you ain't high. You can't be a guest if you ain't high. That's why we got somebody guaranteed to be high. Motherfucking Ren, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
You
got to
be high. I know you're high.
Yeah.
Man, you've been doing this for a long time, and we were just talking. We can't decide or not if... I interviewed you for Murder Dog. I know I had to have it, and you think I have too, because you've done so much throughout the years. You've put out so many albums, not just solo, but also with the Doja Clique. When exactly did you get your start for our listeners?
Shit. Well, if you want to go all the way back, I started rapping like in '84 when Run DMC came out. Then
that's when I got into rap as far as a fan.
Basically, that's what I was doing. I was just spitting rhymes, but then I didn't get serious with it until like 90, 91. And then before I was Doja Clique, we were a group called Triple X, TXG. But I just changed the name because it wasn't catchy. That was like too normal for everybody. They like people would use that name a lot. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I figured shit, we all smoke weed. So, shit, we clicked up. There it is. Doja Clique. And then from there on, shit, this shit took off like crazy.
And you guys have been high ever since. You guys have been really fucked up ever since. Hey, man, salute to the smokers.
Higher than a skyscraper crane, man.
Yeah, you got to. Man. Like what? Like the one dude said on the show one time, higher than giraffe pussy. Yo, we high as fuck. But, you know what I'm saying? But you've been doing it since 91. That's a quarter fucking century, man. Props to you. And have that type of longevity. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats put out an album or two or three and they're done. You know what I'm saying? What has kept you in it this long?
Shit, you're right about that. Cats with Bo Records, they ain't doing too good. They ain't even got fans on their Facebook, and it's a trip when I see that. And I don't know. It's the independent game is just keeps you strong. And I got a cult following. Once you get a cult following, you have people bouncing the songs off to their kids. I got 15-year-old fans that are discovering me from, and they bumping my old shit. And I'm like, damn, how did that happen? But, you know, shit, word of mouth and longevity and a lot of record sales. Shit goes a long way. Keeps you in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you built a fan base over the years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you've worked with some of the best of the best. Who are some of the people that you've worked with over the years, Ren?
Shit, I can start off with, we'll start off with Juice, San Quinn, with JT the Bigger Figure when I did Speed Kills. It wasn't too many Bay Area artists, like, you know, spreading their, you know, they weren't selling verses like they are now. So we was like one of the first ones from the Valley to get the Bay to, like, basically fuck with us. And then after that, we just started getting noticed, and, you know, shit, now I'm like, I got songs with Brother Lynch, who's probably like one of my best friends in life. Shit. I got songs with E-40, Too Short, Dub C, the homie, Turf Talk. Should I go down the list? Just, you know, some factors.
Hell of fucking, like you said, Turf Talk, for those of you who don't know him, I believe that's E-40's cousin. He's dope as fuck, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He said Dub C and
I ain't one of them legend artists where these cats just do songs with, and they'll, you know, Turf come to stock and he calling Ren. He need weed, he calling Ren. Ren, where you at? I need a studio, all that. They fuck with me. They're the homies.
So, you're the guy you're the guy from Stockton. You're the Stockton motherfucker, as the Diaz brothers say. Speaking of
AKA
the Diaz brothers, speaking of them guys, you know, you growing up, and they've been very, very open about smoking weed. As a matter of fact, Nick got in trouble. But growing up, did you see them guys, or did you know them guys out in the streets?
Nah, I don't know them, but they're fans of me. They follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and all that shit, and Instagram. And they're always pressing like on, like, pictures and shit. But he I could tell he's a Lynch fan, because every time I'm chilling with Lynch or something, I got Lynch in the picture, he'll pop up on the light. So I'm like, oh, okay. Shit, click that up one day. You know what I mean? I'll hang out with. Yeah, shit. One love to the Diaz brothers, man. They just put the city back on their backs. And, do the city on their backs, and now it's on the map.
Yeah. Just as you have for the last, you know what I'm saying, a few decades. And it's not stopping, man. You got this this new project coming out. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Shit, I'm working again. I'm gonna produce the whole thing too. Like I'm gonna try to do what Dr. Dre, what he used to do, basically. It's called Mud Villain, and shit. Basically, the Stockton has got a couple of alternate names and shit, Port City and Tuliburg or whatever. But it's called Mudville, so. I flipped it and just called the album Mud Villain. You know, shit, got a crazy album cover, and the whole album is gonna like be based on what the cover looks like. And you seen it? I sent it to you, so you got an exclusive.
Yeah, it's sick, man. It's real sick. I mean, it just looks like a lot of shit's going on. Can you describe what's in the cover? Or are you kind of keeping it under wraps right now?
I could say it's action packed. And there's a lot of action going on behind me, you know what I mean? So we can keep it right there.
We'll keep them guessing.
You know, you got to have a dope cover. You can't have, like, you got to have a cover that sticks out, you know what I mean? People that don't know you, you got to grab their attention, mm-hmm. too. You can't just keep it, you know, like everybody else with money and fucking, you know, cooking on the stove or whatever. cars
yeah,
and
yeah,
you
gotta
whatnot.
Go something different.
Yeah, because we've seen that already.
So,
you gotta
yeah,
reinvent
multiple.
Yourself every album.
Well, here it definitely looks like I'm gonna say it's like a very interesting project, and we've been hearing some good music lately over the past, you know, say year or so, but it's definitely not mainstream. It's definitely coming from the underground. What are your thoughts on mainstream music, Ren? You've been an underground artist pretty much your whole career. What do you think about the mainstream music? Because I think it's kind of fucked up right now.
Yeah, me too. This shit fucked up.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't feeling it, but I'm a fan of some artists like Kendrick, you know what I mean? Because he's doing all kind of crazy shit with his music and his rap.
People with actual lyrics, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, he respects the OGs of the game, you know what I mean? And then you got Young Thug and all this other shit I do not listen to. I just don't understand it, and I ain't fucking with it, so I'm going to keep it mobby. I'll buy a Looney's album when they drop, like that last one they did. I'll buy the new Lynch, you know what I mean? Because I know they're going to keep it 100 and how they've been, you know what I mean? It's not going to be different.
Oh, yeah.
Sebo, his last album is just slappy, you know what I mean?
Well, they know what their fans and their core audience want, you know what I mean? They're not going to sell out to the masses. But we got a couple tracks. Let's go into a break real quick and give them one. Let's go with Pussy Weed in Hand. Tell us about this track.
Shit, that's just one I just made for the fans because they waiting on an album, so I threw that one out there. Produced by my dude Young Collage. And shit, basically it's self-explanatory. You know, I walk into a liquor store and there's two BBs right there, and I'm grabbing some blunts because I got some weed, and they buying some hen, and shit, we put it together.
Pieces of the puzzle. I got you.
Yep.
Here it is, Pussy Weed in Hand by Random Doja Click. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. The UGSforLife.com. Hit the lines up to 714-409-0548.
Get a taste, so I pulled a dick. She put it in her mouth. Such a professional. Licked it up and down, just like a popsicle. Nikki got behind and put her face in the rest. I had to hold back, cause she almost got the fatal blast. Turn that bitch around, then I start jabbing. My phone started ringing, but I kept stabbing. She loving it. Nikki pulled it out and started sucking. And my girl at home probably thinking where the fuck he went. I'm in heaven. If you're scared, call the reverend. Running rubber on these punk rock bitches. Engine revving. I'm that dude like Devin. Lucky like seven. Bust a nut in they face. Then I get to stepping. I kill two cats. Call the next again. Ain't nothing like the mixture of pussy weed and hen.
Fucking keys at, man. So I gotta get the fuck out of here. Baby mama tripping. Calling my motherfucking phone. I gotta go. Hey bitch, where the bathroom at? Shit. Hide in the motherfucker. Fucking with that hand, man. Biatch.
Man, it is. I'm telling you, man. That's that mob shit. That's it. That's
right,
the type
exactly.
of stuff, man, that I grew up off of. You know what I mean? That's the type of music right there that it's just missing nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's that funk, man. Real talk.
Man, good luck. Keep me going.
You know what I'm saying? Now that's just something you said you put out for the people anticipating the album. When is the album coming out?
Most likely, like mid football season, we'll be slapping that new dungeon. And
yeah.
Man, trust me, it's slapping. If I like that one.
Just from here, yeah, I'm about to say, just from hearing that, I'll ride to that shit. I'm riding to that type of shit all day long, man.
Yes, sir.
That shit definitely slapped. So you said that when you drop the new album, you got any plans on throwing any visuals or videos out there with any of the songs too? Or
yeah,
you
I
just basically
two,
putting the music
I'll
out.
I probably have two lined up, and I got to hook up to get them on everything, and then I'll probably have Gary Archer do a little promotion for me because that's the homie. So should I have a little campaign going? You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know how to, you got to target your audience, and you know what I mean? You know, when you have your little budget and shit, there's things you can do, man. There's websites you can get $50 banners on just for a month, you know what I mean? Just put that motherfucking banner up there on the websites where all the rapper, all the cats that's looking for the new rap shit go to, you know what I mean?
Right, and see, that's what we've been saying too, because like as Prayer said, like we mainly don't listen to a whole lot of the industry shit, so it's real refreshing to have, you know, the underground guys and the cats like yourself that's still pushing this real shit. Because like we said, we towards the end of last year, a lot of people were saying, oh, they ain't heard no good albums. But me and Prayer's been hearing good shit for the last few years. It's just that you're not hearing it in the typical spots where you're accustomed to hearing them as far as turned
yeah.
on the radio. But I never listen to fucking regular radio, period. I'm still bumping. Yeah, all the shit that I came up off of. Well, like you said, like when Spice One dropped the album, I had to get that. I had to get the Scarface. I had to, you know, I go to the certified. That's who I know making that heat. But I just like when guys stick to the script and not try to change their shit up. I hate to hear one of these legends get on a song or a new album, and it's like they trying to change their shit up to sound like the shit that's on the fucking radio, man, shit pisses me off a lot of times.
Yeah, I heard a couple of rappers switch that shit up and try to sound like Future.
And jump on that. You don't have to do that shit.
In reality, someone created that style like 30 years ago. You know, people don't know about Esham and Nadas out of Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's crazy.
And back in the day when 2 Live Crew came out, everybody would sound like them. And then when LL Cool J came out, then they had that one song where them dudes were like singing like LL Cool J. I forgot what song that was. But it's a trip. It's just every genre, everyone wants to sound like, every rap decade, everyone wants to sound like the hottest rapper. So it's going to be like
they
that.
They want to emulate. They're trend chasers and fad followers. We got a caller, Ren, 204 area code. I believe it's from up in Canada, if I'm not mistaken. 204, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Ren? I have a few questions for you, man. I wanted to know, like, obviously, you know, you're doing good with the music and the producing. I want to know how do you be successful in your undertakings and establishing your own autonomy outside of music and, you know, producing and all that, like making your lane? How does...
Get out there and network.
No doubt. Like shows and like...
Yeah, you just get stay out there on... and network. You go to the shows and just work your way up in there.
No doubt. I also have another question. You know, I stay up on the, you know, the rap and hip-hop forums and media and stuff. How do you feel about this dweeb over there, you know, Drake? He says he's coming out with a Mac Dre documentary, and you're from the Bay, so I just wanted to get your little, how you feel about that?
Oh, shit, we're by the Bay. I'm from the Central Valley, but the Bay is our cousin. So we're still, you know, they're just an hour away. We feel it. When Mac Dre died, it was like an earthquake. So we felt the shake over here too. So in the same way as Drake doing the documentary, if Diz is letting them do it, I don't know. Maybe he'll be all right, but. I don't know. They just maybe Drake is the big name to push it out there. Maybe that's what it's about. Maybe the documentary is like it might be good. I don't know.
Well, if they do it the right way, you know what I'm saying? Just like Straight Outta Compton, a lot of people felt. Thanks for calling 204. But a lot of people felt that you know, say Eazy-E wasn't portrayed correctly. A lot of people that knew him, and the best thing to do is documentary. There already is one, as a matter of fact, Ruthless Memories. So I mean, yeah, a documentary could be good. You know what I'm saying? No matter who puts it out, you know, at the end of the day, we're just gonna have to wait and see. What about a random Doja Click documentary? Or a Doja Click documentary? Is that ever talked about?
Yeah, I brought it up a few years ago, but I'm thinking I'm not done yet. I want to like. Top it off, you know what I mean? And then we can do a doc when I start just being a producer, because that's my plans after, you know, can't rap forever. So I'm brushing up my producer skills again, so you'll be hearing me on motherfuckers' albums. It's coming.
So that's what, you're going to be focusing more on the production after you release this next album, then?
I probably will, and I'll probably get some artists together and probably do another album similar to this, but behind the scenes Dr. Dre to shit, you know what I mean? Produce it and then get them on there, because, shit, you know, you got to reach out a little bit, and I know who to reach out to out here, so I just got to, for this one right here that I'm doing, I gotta knock it out the park.
you definitely can, because, you know what I'm saying, you got the heat, man. And is there going to be a Doja Click album ever in the future again? Or?
Shit, I don't know. Shit, everyone's all grown with kids and shit, married.
Everybody's doing their own thing.
But the formula that I use is still like a Doja Click album, because if you buy Speed Kills, I'm like, I did the whole thing, and it just had the homies rapping on the album. So it's basically the same shit. But I put Doja Click in there so it could pop up on iTunes and all that shit along with everything else.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And you got a huge catalog of music, man. How many albums does this make it right now?
Maybe 7 or 8, but I've been slowing down on them, you know, getting anticipation going on with the you know, fans and shit. Because, you know, sometimes you got to just wait and let them hear a little bit and be like, oh, I still got it, and then boom, drop it on them. A little shock value.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
That's part of it. Shock value is big time. You got to reinvent yourself and say something shocking, or motherfuckers are just going to ignore you. You got to be shocking some kind of way.
We got a caller, 209 area code. I best believe this is Stockton. What's up? You got Ren and Doja
Clip on
the line. Welcome
to
the show.
What's going on, Ren?
What up?
Hey, not much. I just want to give you a big shout out, me and Irm. Big Irm over here listening to your show.
Oh, that's what's up.
209 representing.
Hell yeah.
All day. Can't wait for the album to drop, brother.
Man, it's fire. Trust me.
Oh, I already know, man. The CD that you gave Irma, that's already bumping, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Will you be easy, brother?
Yep. I'll holler.
All right. Good looking, man.
One.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, you got that. You got that support. You know what I'm saying? People. They've been knowing your music for years, and they're going to continue to know your music. What about like touring and shows? Do you do much shows anymore, or do you just kind of do locals?
I shut it down until like paid only shit, because a lot of people just, you know, they want to use the name and get me to show up and shit. And I've just been doing the pay only. You know, if it's a big one that I've been on, you know, E40, he put me on a tour with him. So I've been on the Hot Import Nights, Lowrider. I can go back to the 90s if you want to go to that shit. But lately,
yeah,
I'm doing here and there, whoever's cracking.
Yeah. But that's huge, though. I mean, you know, 40's going all over the place, and you know, I mean, that's big. That's big shit right there. What about videos? You got any videos lined up for this album?
Yeah, probably like two.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely, definitely. What about any features you could tell us about?
Sure. It'll probably just be, you know, like a Doja Clip album with a couple of the homies, and then get Lynch on there, you know what I mean? And that's probably it. We ain't trying to, you know, I've done features and shit. We just did a Chicken Hill CD, and that shit was slapping nails. It's full of features. We got songs with Nicotina, fucking 40, Short, Dusty, and Jack, RIP, Fox, a bunch of cats. It's dope. You get that on iTunes.
Yeah, rest in peace to Jack, for sure, man. It's huge loss right there. But yeah, man, let's give him this song Reflections. You just sent this one to me. I didn't have a chance to check this out. Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Well, basically, this song is a reflection of what I've done so far, all the way back to when we just made up Doja Clip. So, you know, just peep it itself explanatory like the other one. We're good.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We'll be right back. We're gonna chop it up with Ren a little bit more. But right now, this is Reflections. Don't go nowhere. Hit the line, 714-409-0548, right here on the Murder Master Music Show on UGSforLife.com.
UGS for Life, yeah.
Look death in the face. Been a hustle since birth, trying to stay in first place. But it's hard on the boulevard. They still trying to pull my card. But I'ma keep pushing harder, running 400 yards. Through the grit and grind, obstacles I had to climb. Spitting hard rhymes, hard times on the grind. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Fuck that hater shit. I could have quit, but the homie told me, Ray, get that grip. I got hated on, but it's all good, I'll take it on. I ain't the one. one that you can afford it to fake it on. I do it for the love, I do it for the music, I do it for the fans, fuck that other bullshit. Yeah, the money's good, but I'ma still keep it hood, mashing on these motherfucking suckers just like you knew I would. In 84, I was 10 years old, spitting raps on the microphone, I was way too cold.
Looking back on my life, that time couldn't tell which way was right. But I made it through, I paid my dues. I remember how it used to be. It was so hard at times, all I had was my music and my own rhyme. It pays me, I'm still paying me. I remember how it used to be.
Talent shows at King School, Cymbalese at Kennedy. It was only in the fifth grade, niggas still remember me. That was elementary. Back then I was Marky D. It was me, Edward Shannon, Sandra Lynn Green, and Ruben Alexander. Known as the patient, it was real B-boy shit. Wasn't nobody hating. And then we went to Fremont, motherfucking middle school. Swear on my G-stop, all of us little dudes. Just see them in the hallway, battle them, eat them up. And after I eat them up, my gangsters come beat them up. It was fun, we was young, but that was B-boy shit. When I got to Franklin, I saw real D-boy shit. My homie C was ballin', wanted to hit me with a package, told him keep. Pay for studio time, I do it rapping. Hooked up with Rand and got the 209 cracking. And I ain't looked back since I made make it happen. Come on.
Looking back over my life.
Dungeon. Wizard had them wondering. The valley's hottest group right around with Snoop had it solo. Hitting them with bolos like, oh no, we had the mojo. Getting to the land of the Stockton 209. Renting Peabody blew your mind. Independent grind, believe me, I was getting mine. No cheap thrills, we was doing it big with feed kills. Hit the scene with a team of hungry MCs. Everywhere we went, 209 was the thing. Living the rap life, surrounded by the trap life. Homies dead or doing life, ain't none of us living right. Blood, sweat, and tears through the years, no fear. Ain't nothing free in my style, I'm banking over here. As I reflect
but
back, take you back, forget that. Underground legends who for stopping on the map, what?
That's exactly the type of stuff I'm looking forward to hearing.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to check out the rest of it. Ren, please make sure we get it. We'll review it on the site over at ugsforlife.com. Sounds like it's going to be a real, real dope project. Literally.
Well, shit, that one actually was on my last album. See, the first one was like some new shit, and this one right here was on my last one called Mudville Kingdom. Yeah, that shit. It was some slappy shit. Good feel-good music right there.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. And that's, you know, it shows your artistry, too. Your range. You're able to go in different directions. You know, a lot of people just stay and stick in the same direction. So, I mean, that's, you know, that was a straight-up hip-hop track. It was dope as fuck.
Yeah, shout out to Hallway on the Beat, Hallway Productions, man. Stockton Boom.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, if people want to get at you for verses or, you know what I'm saying, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, probably on all the social medias, Facebook, just search Randy Himasa, Doja Click. And then on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat is at Doja Click, DOJACLIK. And then, hit a motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely, man. Get you know, not only a verse production, you know what I'm saying, you definitely got a whole slew of things going on too, man. We look forward to the release of this album. And is there anything else you got going on in the works? Any collaborative efforts or anything like that?
Well, sure. I got an EP, too, that I'm working on called Heat Rocks. And so, actually, I was going to do that first, but I don't know. I just got my own studio equipment. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Do it myself. So I'm like, well, shit, I can knock out a full length now and then still work on that one and put that one out digitally and then put the Mudvillain, put that out, you know, a full everything, CDs and all.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, good to know there's physical copies. I'm one of those old school guys, man. I got to have the physical copy because, you know what I'm saying, it's just the way I like listening to music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, shit, people, they want to get that signed. They want to keep one and bump the other one. And, you know, you can look at the credits and that shit, you know. I used to love that. Go to Tower Records and get a CD and see who produced what and who was part of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I love that shit.
You open up a Ghetto Boys CD or something, and you see who Cliff Blodgett was, and the fucking all these different guys. You know what I mean? And who mixed and mastered it, and who did the artwork, and you know, you can't get that from an MP3. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? But man, it's been a huge honor having you on the show. Thanks for coming on tonight, Ren. We really appreciate it. Please get at us when you drop the album. We'll have you back on and play a few more tracks.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be some fire. Trust me, the beats I got for it so far. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah. Hell, yeah. And we like to do one more thing. We like to do roundtables, too. Like, we'll bring on we just had Pooh Man on the other night with Esham talking. You know, we like to bring people from different regions on and just have them chop it up and shit.
Yeah,
maybe
man,
we can.
Got a guest list. I peeped who you had on there, and I'm like, oh, okay, shit, they do their movements for reals.
Yeah, we got to keep that old Murder Dog tradition going. You know what I mean? Once they kind of vacated the scene, there's really no platform left. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
very
I did
few.
A cover, before, I don't know, it was like probably like 2-3 years ago, we got on the cover with nothing but stocking artists, and I put that together with Black Dog Bone.
Yeah, I remember that. That was like in 2013, 2014. And you mentioned Black Dog Bone. He's actually, last time I talked to him, he's actually right now in Africa again, and he's actually working with African hip hop artists over there. So,
yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, he's all over the place, you know, doing his thing. But he had a publication for 20 years, you know what I mean? Yeah. One of the, other than The Source, that's like the second longest running publication in rap. So, you know, that's huge. And it's from right there from California, you know what I'm saying? I remember, that's how a lot of us found out about you guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different people. Because you guys were in the early Murder Dogs, you know what I'm saying? When it was like a fucking newspaper. You remember that shit? Yeah.
For the Gavins.
That's crazy. You know. But, man, once again, salute to you, man. Definitely everybody get at Ren and Doja Click if you want to, you know what I'm saying, get a hot verse or beat feature. If you want to bring them out for a show, whatever. You know, holler at them. We'll check you guys this Friday for episode 256 with Total Devastation and stay in Cali for a little bit. And then, you know what I'm saying, we might, I don't want to spoil it, but we might be having KRS-One. I'm actually in the works right now talking to his people. So stick around at UGSForLife.com. We'll keep you updated. We'll see you soon. We're out this bitch.
UGS for life, bitches. Stay tuned at all times.